Remember, as we go into these deep waters, to first of all relax, set your body, speech, and mind at ease. Let your awareness descend outside that conceptual realm that seems to be up in the head. Drop right down to the ground, to this non-conceptual realm of tactile sensations, right down to the ground, and settle your body, relax, still and vigilant. Let the voice of your mind relax. Give it a rest. Be content to be mentally silent. And then release all control over the breath as you allow it to settle in its natural rhythm. And then your mind. Don't do anything with the mind. One can say it's hopeless. The mind of a sentient being will never become a Buddha mind. So sooner or later, especially in this culminating phase, the Dzogchen, of your own spiritual journey, you might want to just let it go. Sentient being's mind will remain a sentient being's mind. So let it be. Without modifying and transforming it. Just rest in awareness without contaminating it with the junk of the mind. Rest in awareness. See how simple, unelaborated, pure it is compared to the complexities, sometimes the chaos of the mind. Utterly at ease, effortless. And so effortless, you can't even exert yourself to grasping onto and appropriating thoughts, images, or anything else. So relaxed. The stillness is your effortless state. And clarity, luminosity, is your effortless nature. Like sitting on a hillside facing east, when the dawn is first breaking, but the sun has not yet arisen. What do you need to do to see the illumination of the sun? Just gaze in the right direction and rest there without doing anything at all. And the sun will come up and show its face. And all you need to do is be there, be looking in the right direction. And so be here and look in the right direction. If you want to fathom the actual nature of the mind, do not look outwards. Look inwards. And that's all. And that may be sufficient. As you relax so deeply, release so completely, all the tendencies of grasping, grasping to subject, separating it off from object, the apprehender, the apprehended, the observed and the observer, and so on. Relax so deeply that all these constructs, these variations on the same old theme of reification, right? Relax so deeply, so in such utter simplicity, that these reifying tendencies of the dualistic mind release themselves, evaporate away. And this may be enough. If you come far enough along the journey, you're deep enough into this completing phase of your practice, this may be enough. Let's see. Come and see. Look closely as you're directing awareness inwards, right upon the mind itself. As you're simply resting there, following the instructions of Dzogchen Rinpoche, look very closely right now. Do you have a sense of the mind being in here, of you being in here? Do you have a sense of there still being a subject in here? A perspective from which you're looking out. If so, then you're still grasping to the subject. The mind is something real, something in here, which then reflects outwardly. Oh, and there's the appearance is over there. Whether or not there's an outer world, an external world, there are appearances over there. So you're still stuck quietly You're not talking about it. You're not thinking about it, but it's there murmuring in the background. I'm still here. The mind is still here. Maybe so. But how will you know unless you chase it down, pin it to the ground, and look right into it? So chase your mind. Examine closely. Direct the spirit of your intelligence, your prajna, right in upon that which is aware. If you can't find it, look harder. Pierce more deeply. Cut through all the veils of appearances, thoughts, conceptual elaborations. Pierce deeply. Turn away from all appearances, sensory and mental. Turn away from the mind in terms of mental appearances and activities. Turn right into that which is aware, that which thinks, that which meditates. Can you find the mind that has no characteristics? Does that mean anything? Can you find the referent of that phrase? The mind free of characteristics. The mind beyond appearances. Search for the mind as if you could find it. How do you know whether you can find it or not unless you look, and you look carefully? Follow the breadcrumbs. Follow the activities of the mind, the thoughts and so forth, to their source. Aren't these thoughts, desires and so on, aren't they generated by the mind? Isn't the mind the great machine, the great creator of all these mental activities, the mind that thinks, remembers, and so forth? Follow them to their source. If they're generated by the mind, trace them right to their origin, the mother lode. And what do you see? You get something with characteristics, some appearances arise. Those are characteristics, those are appearances, but those are not the mind. Those are appearances to the mind. To what do those appearances appear? What is it that is apprehending them? Let's call it the mind. The mind experiences all appearances. What is it? It must exist, otherwise it couldn't be aware of anything, let alone generate thoughts. What is this mind that observes and acts? If you look very carefully, as thoroughly and deeply as you can, and you just don't find it, and you have a sense it's not findable, because I would have found it by now. I looked in all the right places. Can you then confidently conclude that which is unfindable in principle doesn't exist? Is that it? Is that the right answer? But it's with the mind you've been engaging in this practice, the mind with which you've been aware, the mind that drew that conclusion. How can something that doesn't exist do anything at all? Wrong answer. But if the mind is deemed to exist, if it's really there and does things, then you must be able to find the reference to the word mind. It must refer to something if it exists. So find it. Let the mind find itself. It shouldn't be that hard. It can't not exist. You should know that. Otherwise, you couldn't meditate. So don't be lazy. Find it. And if you find with certainty that it cannot be determined to be non-existent, makes no sense, but it cannot be determined to exist either, because it is nowhere to be found, it's unfindable. If you determine that it's indeterminate, neither existent nor non-existent, then leave the questions behind. Suspend the search. And rest knowingly right there. Thank you.